5:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. Hey, 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 the temperature has dropped. Woof. Get a sweater. It's 98 as we speak. Tomorrow, just FYI, we're going to be back up to we're going to be back up to that 100 degree mark. And then we've got some thunderstorms rolling in. But you know what's looking good? The long-range forecast for Independence Day, looking good, which means that a lot of us are going to be enjoying some special food. I mentioned to you, burgers and hot dogs, I think, are always great, but there's some other things that you might want to work into the mix. I am thrilled that both Tom Leonard and TJ Leonard, my friends, are joining us with a few suggestions, a few ideas, maybe give us a little insight into what they've got over there at Tom Leonard's Farmers Market that would work perfectly on your table either this weekend or next weekend with Independence Day coming up. Gentlemen, welcome. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks for having us on.
Oh, I am thrilled that that you could make time for us. So Tom, I know we're going to be chatting with you, and we've got TJ who's going to be joining us. I guess he had a tech issue he dropped, but he's going to be back. So give us some idea. Independence Day, I know everybody thinks about burgers.
Yeah. Well, you know what's really excited about this time of the year, Jeff, is it's, we're going almost all local. And, you know, the product's fantastic. I walked through the store this morning with TJ and Andy, and I thought the place looks absolutely terrific. It's my favorite time of the year because the Hanover tomatoes are in now. Oh. We've got some sweet corn in now. Of course, we have tomahawks for you, which you like the steaks. I know there's lobster tails on special TJ's doing and shrimp and filet mignons. So it's a real exciting time. We think it's going to be a big holiday.
I love that. Now, you mentioned the Hanover tomatoes. I don't know about you, Tom. I dream about them the rest of the year. And when they do finally come in, I'm thinking, you just give me a bushel and a big jug of Duke's mayo and I'll be good.
I don't know. I love them too.
I don't know that anything much else.
Yeah, I love them too. I mean, it's a great, great time of the year. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm trying to put together, something for next week that is just going to be a little different than the burgers and the hot dogs. Although I do want to do burgers and hot dogs. What are you thinking about? What about TJ? What are you guys thinking about for Independence Day? What are we going to find you cooking?
Well, you know, one of the things, and it's going to sound a little crazy when I say this, but one of the things that somebody showed me years ago that I think we're going to be doing here at our house is that, you know, you buy the whole filet mignon that's on special. I think it's going on at $13.99 for the holiday, which is probably saved $5 or $6 a pound with it. But our butchers custom cut them for free right in front of you. So no matter, you know, you want thick ones, thin ones, whatever. But one of the things that I learned is they cut them. It's called a bun filet. And they cut it about the same width as a hamburger.
Oh, wow.
And if you throw them on the grill and stick them in a hamburger bun, it's a knockout.
Wow. Oh, I love the sound of that. That sounds world class. Wow.
Well, I'm waiting for TJ to come on because he's running it over there and knows more about what's going on than I do, actually, Jeff. But,
yeah, he's here.
He's here. Here he is.
He made it. You know, that younger generation.
Yeah, he's the younger, good-looking guy now. TJ, I appreciate you joining us. I was just talking with your dad a little bit about some of the stuff you've got going on over there at Tom Leonard's Farmers Market in Short Pump, some of the specials. And I'm curious, because you're a great chef. You're known for that. What are you thinking in addition to the traditional hamburgers and hot dogs? What else are you thinking for Independence Day?
Well, you know, for my last birthday last year, my wife Sarah got me this beautiful smoker.
Ooh.
And I'm going to be doing brisket and pork butts on the smoker this 4th of July.
Oh.
You know, my barbecue is I think pretty darn good, but you know, I was trained by one of my dad and my good friends who happens to be a Virginia state champion barbecuer. So we're going to be doing that over here at our house for the for Independence Day.
Okay.
With with corn and of course, local produce season's wide open. We've got Hanover tomatoes now. You can't go wrong with them.
No, sir. No, sir. I was just mentioning to your dad that I dream about those Hanover tomatoes the rest of the year. And then when they're finally in, I could take a bushel and a jar of Duke's mayo and just secrete myself for a couple of hours, and I would be very, very happy.
Well, I'll make sure Andy brings in an extra bushel for you this holiday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That's good stuff. Now, what else are you running on special right about now? We mentioned the corn. This is all sweet corn. It's local corn?
Triple sweet, local corn. We are the only place in town that has our corn picked fresh every single morning and delivered before we open. You would literally have to own the farm to get it any fresher than the corn that we have. My dad jokes around and says it's so sweet. It's so fresh it whistles when the girls go by.
I could believe that. It is good stuff. Now, when I'm cooking corn, now you got to tell me how much of a bite should it have? Because some people it seems like they boil it and it just becomes mush. What's the ideal prep time?
So I throw my grill on the corn. I have a good friend of mine who's a chef, and. Years ago, I said, I always loved grilled corn. I never knew how to do it. And he pulled it out of the husk and he threw it on the grill and he said, turn it a couple times. Boom, grilled corn. And it's never gone wrong yet. I cooked some this past Friday with my dad at the house. Dad, was it any good?
Yeah, fantastic. But Jeff, the secret to the corn is to get it from the farm to the store as fast as possible.
Right.
And, when you go into supermarkets, and you look at them in the husk, you can see the husk is dried out. And it's regardless what it was like when it got picked, it's not that fresh. Mm-hmm. And so we go every day. And my father used to say every single day, he built a business on it, of having that corn delivered fresh. Now, what we do, and I did it today when I went through the store, TJ was showing me all the corn displays and what we were doing. I just ripped one open and just took a bite out of it without even cooking it because you don't want to do too much of it, but right. A couple bites and you could tell how sweet the corn is. It's fantastic right now.
I love that. I love that. All right. So we've got the sweet corn local. We've got the Hanover tomatoes. What about that main course? TJ, you mentioned you're doing brisket and pork butts. Your dad suggested these filet burgers. Get the whole filet mignon, which apparently is that on special right now?
It's on special. But you know what? It's really going to knock it out of the park, Jeff. I took your text the other day to heart. We've got cold water Maine lobster tails for
$4.99.
$4.99. Yeah, so they're ready for you. I know you're looking for them the other day. We've got them.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm gonna swing by and get some of those. What else have you got on special? Because people might be hearing this going, yeah, that sounds good to Jeff, or that's TJ's favorite or Tom's favorite. I want something else. What else is available right now at Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market?
I'll tell you, it's unbelievable, Jeff, what's going on with watermelons. TJ, tell them about it.
Oh yeah, I'm not sure if you're aware, Jeff, but I worked for a big box retailer for years, and I met this fantastic grower who has fields in Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina, and he grows these. He calls them honkers, 30-pound red seedless watermelons. Some of these, it takes two guys to put them on the stands, and they're $7, $6.99. I mean, it's the best price in Richmond for a watermelon. These things are super sweet. We've been cutting them all week. They're out of this world, and this grower is fantastic. We'll have yellow watermelons on the 1st.
Okay.
They'll be local, along with the rest of the watermelons. They'll be local right around the 1st of July, so they'll be here just in time for Independence Day.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Now, what about some of the baked items? Because we have come to realize that we don't know who your baker is, but, boy, they're really good.
We just started making, at my request, honey buns.
Be still my heart. Oh,
yep. Scratch made. They are fantastic. And you can't go wrong with them.
I love it. I love it. Well, I want to get everybody over there. Obviously, you got a lot of great specials going on. You've given us a lot of great ideas. Some of the stuff just sort of out of the ordinary that people ought to be looking at. Tomahawks, your dad mentioned, and the lobster tails. Again, I just want to be clear. You did say $4.99 per lobster tail, right?
Isn't that crazy?
It's I don't know if you should be saying in front of your dad, because he's probably looking at the spreadsheet going, that's a little low.
There goes my retirement.
Exactly. You'll be back in the watermelon section before the day is over, Mr. Leonard. But it sounds great to me. Guys, I thank you so much for dropping by. I'm going to see you both soon, I know, but I want everybody to get over there. Tom Leonard's Farmers Market in Short Pump. Deals like you wouldn't believe. They've got the tomahawks in for Independence Day. Lobster tails, $4.99. I don't think I've ever heard anything like that. These amazing watermelons, the local sweet corn, the Hanover tomatoes. Guys, gals, I'm telling you. Tom Leonard's Farmers Market in Short Pump. You should go now. I mean, it'll be fresh and nice. And if you want to do a prep weekend, you know, prepare stuff this weekend, sample it, then go back and get it fresh again for Independence Day. Good stuff. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.